SBS Radio.
Good morning, Consul.
Good morning.
Consul, how has been your first year and a half in service?
It's been quite interesting. It's been a really steep learning curve because my predecessor, unfortunately, had left a few years ago, and we had no idea of what we were doing. We were very lucky to have found some excellent staff who learned everything extremely quickly, and the support we got from the embassy was outstanding.
Can you tell us some of the services that you offer so that the Filipinos here are aware?
We help to coordinate with the passport mission. We can assist with visas. If your passport's expired and need to fly to the Philippines, we can help you with that. We do recommend you call us first because we may be able to help you on how to get there, because a few people have had a few problems. We help to people who have to, unfortunately, take their loved ones home. A few times there's children that need assistance who lost their family here. If a 457 has a problem, they should contact us before it gets in any grief. Also, on a very sad note, we're there also for whenever there's battered wives, women in trouble. It's unfortunate if someone doesn't know how to reach us and might take an extra 24 hours to get the aid they need. We've had a few instances like that, and although it's very sad, we really wish we could have gotten to the people sooner. We would really love to have more people aware of how to contact us. We have a Facebook site. We have a newsletter we send out on a regular basis. We have to rely on the community and on organizations to spread what we're trying to get out to the community. There's 34,600 people here who were born in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. We've only got about 2,800 of them on our mailing list. So let's just say there's just under 30,000 people who don't know what's happening, don't know where to turn to if they need help.
Mm. And does that include the temporary workers? Are there still many coming here right now?
There's been quite a slowdown. There's a lot have gone home. But I see as changing. We know that Roy Hill is looking for people. There's a few other projects on the go. And I do expect to see Filipino 457s coming back.
Okay. And what are the typical problems that you hear about or among these Filipinos?
Okay, for the 457s, generally, like anything, there's a few bad apples, so there's a few bad employers. Some of them are being asked to work longer hours than they should. Mm-hmm. They're not getting paid what they should. In Australia, this is not allowed, and they are entitled to what they were offered when they came. If somebody is having a problem, please contact us. The Philippine Embassy has got qualified people to assist.
Okay.
Just to make a point here, when we went to hire the staff for the consulate, there was a condition they had to meet. They had to be relatively new to Australia and have had no involvement in any community group.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody could say there was a bias. Because you know how it works. Your favor.
That's a great idea. Now, about the Filipino community here in Perth, I know that you have a great vision for us all. Can you please share it to our listeners?
First of all, youth. There are so many promising young people here. We've got extremely intelligent achievers who are going to be our leaders in the future, and there's a lot of them here. We want to help them to succeed. We want to help them if they're looking for mentoring, anything, whatever we can do. If they come ask us, we'll see what we can do for them. We also want to be able to bring the community together so that the community has a voice, so that people will listen to them, because it is a big community. We want to help them get a clubhouse. We're hoping to be able to do that in the next couple of years. It's going to take a while. It's a major project, but we'll believe it will happen as long as we can get people working together. There's a lot of great people out there who want to step in and help. They just want to see the community come together.
Yes. And I think once you get that, that will be the ultimate ideal for all of us Filipinos, is the unity, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. All we're asking you for too is respect one another, come together, and make it so that our professionals want to come in and be involved in the community. Because there are so many professionals out there who we need to help us build this community. We need to bring them in. And we're not seeing them at the moment, but they're there, and we want to bring them in.
And I guess having the projects like you have at the moment, the Philippine Independence Ball, that will be one way of getting them at least, you know, making known that you are here and you are here to make a difference.
That's right. And the Independence Day Ball, it's been put together to showcase the talent of we have here in the Philippines. That WA and the Philippines has got the longest history of any Asian or immigrant community. Mm. Where we have had Filipinos in WA for 129 years. Mm. I'll use the Italians because they're a very well-established community. But they've been here for 70, 75 years. People get blown away because the Filipinos were the original people that came here for the pearl diving.
That's right, yeah.
Now, we're going to do something unique at our Independence Day. It will be the first time in Australia that someone of Philippine descent will do Welcome to Country. Oh. We will have a descendant of the original Manila men.
That will be something.
It will. We're very serious about showing how close WA and the Philippines are. We're so happy that Austal, which employs a lot of Filipinos, has large investments in the Philippines, is bringing in a model of a ship to the ball so people can see this.
Yeah.
Unheard of. We've got a lady, the first Filipino ballet artist in Australia. She's not from Australia. The WA Ballet went to the Philippines to recruit her. She is an international dancer. And go to the ballet and listen to the audience's response about her. It's unbelievable.
And what's her name?
Candice Adia.
Yes. And we also have another famous guest performer. That's Cyrus, yeah?
Yes. Cyrus won the X Factor Australia 2015. Yes. Fantastic performer. Again, another Filipino.
Yes.
And we also have a local lady who's going to be there, Indy Gwen. She does so much for the community. She's told us, hey, this is for the Philippine community. I'm there. It's free. You're not paying me. She's fantastic.
And, of course, we have a special guest, the ambassador.
Yes, and we are so happy that she has come.
And then after the ball, we have a fiesta as well. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, this is getting to be bigger and bigger and bigger. We thought we were starting out with first year. We'd have a few things. But we're now going to have a large covered stage, large covered area for seating. Our Department of Trade and Industry will be there promoting the Philippines. Department of Tourism will be there. We're going to have a number of food outlets that we have them talking so that nobody's going to have the same dish. We want unique. There'll be a number of Filipino goods available. It will be a very talent-laden event. Now, one of the things we're working on also is the ball and the fiesta are part of a week-long event involving the ambassador, Department of Tourism, Department of Trade and Investment. The ambassador will be over for a couple of days on an official government visit, and then on Friday she will be meeting with various companies, etc. On Saturday, before the ball, we will be having a business forum for potential investors in the Philippines. And we might have a few surprises for you also. And one of them will be, there's going to be a couple of special awards to some very deserving people.
Well, that sounds like a great surprise, especially to those two recipients of these awards. But like you were saying, it's not just the typical Philippine Independence Party. It's so much more. And I think all of us are we're looking forward to this event.
One of our things that we, my wife and I, try to do is to encourage people with social enterprises in the Philippines. So we're hoping that we will have a social entrepreneur here with products at the fiesta. So people can come and see what's available in the Philippines. We want Filipinos to know that they can invest back in the Philippines.
Yeah.
They can help their people. That we're also have booths available for community organizations who want to come and tell people what they're about, why people should join them. We're waiting on feedback from the community on that. We are going to have Filipino games, but we're also working with various sporting organizations, like the Female Adopters have been fantastic about this, about trying to have people there so we can explain to them about Aussie rules and a little more about Australia. And we're also hoping that we'll be able to set up and let people see, because there's some phenomenal charities here in WA that do so much for the Philippines. One is an organization called SEEDS, which does a lot to help young people in education. Another one is Operation Rainbow, and I'm sure most Filipinos know about it. We wish more people would come and support them. We're hoping to have them there on the day if they're available.
Okay.
Also, there are so many small organizations here. Like, I always refer to some ladies I met in Huntingdale, and they just get together for a cup of tea and why don't you tell us about it so we can put the thing out there? So if a new person moves into Huntingdale, they'll know where to who they can contact to go have a cup of tea and learn about the community. So that's what's really important. That helps so many people.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Michael,
for your
time.
Thank you for having us.
And we hope that it will be a success.
We sure it will be.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.